Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're listening to American Medicine Today, presented by the Bonatti Spine Institute, featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Bonatti spine procedures, Alfred Bonatti, MD. Once again, your host, Kimberly Bermel Bonatti, and co-host Ethan Uecker and Jeff Wagstaff.
Thank you for tuning back into American Medicine Today. I am Kimberly Bonatti, alongside my friends Ethan Uecker, Jeff Wagstaff, and world-renowned orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Alfred Bonatti.
Let's look at what's new in medicine today, featuring Alfred Bonatti, MD.
All right, Doc, why don't you explain to us what the No Surprises Act is?
Well, the No Surprises Act is another surprise attack on the patient's choice for a doctor and on the Constitution.
All right.
The major trouble that you have is this law was passed in a hurry, like a pork, because was signed by the Congress in 1 hour. This law is supposed to be discussed. The major problem that we have is going to be an active law on the 1st of January of 2022. Okay. This is a tremendous, tremendous disservice to the medical practice. The situation is, again, another benefit for insurance companies to control medicine and for the politicians to tell the people that they are doing something in medicine to protect them, mm-hmm. when the reality is that they are taking the rights of the patients to choose a doctor and allow the doctor to have a private practice. The control is enormous because what happened is they create a situation where the political party or the political group who's going to be in charge of this will practically regulate the practice of medicine as an independent doctor. The idea would be to move the doctors to be practically under the control of the insurance company and make disappear totally the private practice. So you will have mediocre medicine, disservice, a tremendous amount of problems with insurance companies because they are removing the insurance companies from the discussion of a price. So the physician will give the price. The government will create a base of how much money should be paid for whatever the procedure is. And then the insurance companies are going to negotiate that with the doctors, and they are going to try to make that thing more and more difficult, really, to allow them to have a private practice independent. Mm. The problem with this is, again, any time that the government, the politicians, they get and they tell you, I am going to do something to help you in medicine, a big belt to be sounding in your head, because what you are going to get is a promise that's an empty promise, and is going to be a situation where the private practice is going to disappear.
Mm-hmm. I have to jump in though and ask you, because when I read it, I thought one small portion of it sounded to the benefit of the patient and actually whatever institution the patient went to. And that had to do with the fact they were saying that these insurers could no longer overcharge people for going out of network, that they were not allowed to ask for extra copays or deductibles for those providers out of network. Am I wrong about that?
It's a ghost impression. Okay. They tell you that, but because that is the idea that they sold to the public. Mm-hmm. And the problem with that is they said to you that they are going to allow you to have some information of the price. The problem is the price will be placed in some sort of a general type of a, will be priced in a certain way, will be only one price for one specific procedure or for one specific service. So what happened is, that price is not going to be a price that is going to be discussed by the physician groups. The physician groups and anybody who participate in the discussion of the healthcare to provide for the price of services is not there. So doctors don't have any representation. The representation was politicians to try to enforce the price, and insurance companies to try to control the price. So when you finish with this, it's no medical group, it's no medical American Medical Association or the physicians group, the surgeons and physicians group, neither participate on this. So it's no discussion from the side of the individuals that are gonna do the service. Is just an imposition that you're going to do what we tell you or else. And the or else is your practice is going to disappear. And that is an impulse to practically change the American medicine. And the change of the American medicine is one step farther on socialism. So you're becoming, with that type of a problem, because insurance companies and politicians, they got in bed to control the doctors.
And of course, nobody should be practicing medicine without a license and obviously without a doctor. Thank you for watching and listening to American Medicine Today. Check us out again next week.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.